Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
VH1 Storytellers. It's coming back to you.
I think it might be Pete Sweeney.
Wow, wow.
Always wearing plaid, think about charcuterie. And the cheese.
That's been my contributions, you know.
The old number fives, we have a new album coming out.
Yes.
Like momentarily. Where you get your albums.
Featuring Hey Matt and the Pete Sweeney
I
song.
I would love to think that they would put that on as extra tracks. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, editor and chief and 610 Sports contributor, of course, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Happy draft day, Pete.
Hey, happy draft day. I've been listening in. I'm going to give you guys an A-minus so far.
Oh! Wow, an A-minus. Yeah, wow. All right, that's fine. That's fine.
I take B's every day of the week.
Right.
So an A-minus I'll certainly take.
C's get degrees. Don't forget it.
That's exactly right. And D's are doctors, too. So, you know, you can't forget that either. So what are we thinking tonight, Pete? What is your charcuterie-filled, gut, donned and plaid thinking tonight for the Chiefs?
Yeah, it's becoming a tradition of it's really, really hard to predict what Kansas City is going to do because they're picking last or among the last. I mean, this is like 5 or 6 years in a row where they're in 28-ish to 32, and so you kind of got to see what happens. I mean, I find it hard to predict the draft when you're picking 10, so only can imagine, you know, what's going to play as far as tonight goes. I think ideally, right, they would like to draft a wide receiver weapon or a pass catcher, if you want to put Bowers in that mix, for Patrick Mahomes, or an offensive tackle. But I think the way that the buzz has been, not to say that it always pans out this way, that a lot of these tackles and a lot of these elite wide receivers are going to go that high end of the draft. I know that Brett Veach had joked about trading into the top 15 and needing Uncle Clark and Andy Reid's approval to do so. But I think they have so many positions of need when it comes to depth to fill that they're not going to want to give that haul away to get what would be in the top 15. So I look for that Trent McDuffie range. If a position of need and a player that they have graded a first rounder, they mentioned they had 16 to 18, is still there around the early 20s, I could see a Trent McDuffie-like trade-up. But I also don't know what position that'll be. I think we've all been so transfixed on what would be pass catcher and offensive lineman. I think we're all missing a glaring need at cornerback. I think cornerback has a real possibility of being the first pick, because when you look at LeJarius Sneed going to the Tennessee Titans, suddenly you have Trent McDuffie, and then who's the other cornerback starting? You know, maybe Jalen Watson, maybe Joshua Williams. These guys have been rotating for 2 years now, so the Chiefs don't even know. Nazi Johnson coming off an injury. You kind of need to get another cornerback, and the Chiefs were really good in identifying McDuffie as a day one starter. So I wonder if that could be a pivot if some of these offensive linemen and wide receivers go a little bit too high.
Yeah, that's the lineman, quarterback, wide receiver could play into, you get a really good player that's not part of the run of positions.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it really helps Kansas City. You guys were joking about Kevin Hogan. Kevin Hogan's a former starter in the NFL, guys. Put some respect in that name.
He is?
But with all the, I think for the Browns, he had a handful. I think just the fact that there could be 4 to 6 quarterbacks that go in the first round, suddenly your pick becomes number 32 overall, really number 26, mm-hmm. right? Because you see all those players drop down. So I think there's a pretty good chance that the Chiefs put themselves in a position to go and get one of those players of positions of need and a player that could potentially start on day one. But it's hard to predict exactly what that'll be, because when you're 32, I mean, you throw mock drafts out the window usually around pick 5 or 6. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Kevin Hogan, according to a Pro Football Reference, Bob, his nickname was the Gunslinger.
Well, of course it was.
I think Mahomes took that one too.
Yeah, took that guy's nickname.
Stole that one from him too. Yeah.
So what you're saying is you have no idea, like the rest of us, what they're going to do, because I would love offensive tackle. Fans would love wide receiver. You're saying cornerback. That's the beauty of what the Chiefs are, though, Pete, as an organization, is that I can't remember the last time we went into the draft with like a glaring, we got to fill this position of need. They've done such an amazing job of drafting ahead, having the next guy ready to go at almost every position. And that's why draft time, I think, here in Kansas City is like, all right, how are we going to build depth on our roster? Or how are we going to draft a year ahead and replace somebody who may be coming up on a contract? I think what they do over the next 3 days will tell you a lot about where they feel about the offensive line and Creed Humphrey and Joe Tooney and Trey Smith and those guys on the interior that are coming up, you know, on contracts as well. So I think that's the beauty of where we sit right now. And it's a great spot to be in, looking down at everybody else going, man, we don't have any needs. We're just going to take the best player.
Yeah. And I think that's by design. And that's part of the reason why they draft so well and they're consistently a winner. I think it is Brett Veach and his personnel staff strategy to like have a day one ready team before tonight even begins. And I'll give you an example, like with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know there's at least a couple fans that I rolled when they saw Clyde re-signed, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't not really a great running back class. And I think the Chiefs will still try to find one probably on day three. But if the value doesn't meet the Chiefs drafting position and they don't feel like there's a good running back and I don't get an one until an undrafted free agent, then suddenly you're glad that Clyde is there. Now, if they are in a good position, let's throw something out there randomly and say round 5, and they feel like, wow, this guy should have been a 4th rounder. Let's take him here. And now you have a running back in the mix. Okay, now he's battling Clyde for what would be that backup spot. But if you get to the end of the draft and it hasn't worked out that way, Clyde's still here. And it's a good 1-2 punch. And that's just an example I just picked out of my head. But like that is what they try to do when it comes to loading these positions. I think if there's one position that stands out where I think you're raising your eyebrows right now, it is at left tackle. But I do wonder if they, let's say, you know, you want to call it a strikeout or aren't able to get a left tackle that they feel can compete for a day one position. Maybe you do see a veteran like a Donovan Smith returning to battle Wanya Morris. Maybe it's a mid-round tackle position pick where they bring back Smith. Morris is there, this mid-round pick. They all battle it out to see who wins an offensive line job. We've seen a lot of rookies have success along the offensive line in Kansas City. Mitch Morris, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, who you just mentioned. And so I think the Chiefs are really keeping their options open, and they design it that way in the weeks and months leading up to the NFL draft.
And speaking of Wanya Morris, Pete, I like the fact, one, they just, you know, if we're not handing him the job, we're not handing him the job. And I felt like maybe there's a little challenge out there to the kid, right? Go do what you got to do, come back and compete, and we'll see. We're not handing this thing to you, but we're not giving up on you either. Go win this job.
Yeah, I thought the starts that he had last year were fine. I mean, a couple bad reps, a couple good reps, as the Chiefs would describe in those 4 starts. You know, when Donovan Smith was healthy, he retook the position. I know Morris had some injuries toward the end of that as well, so that played into it. But I think it was good for him to get to the starts. Has a lot of tape to work with. I think he needs to get a little bit stronger. I think the Chiefs are working with him as far as the technique goes. I still think they believe he has a chance here. But, yeah, I mean, they were bold, I think, maybe more so than the Chiefs usually give, especially Andy Reid. I did ask him that question about Morris, and he flat out said, we like some things, but, I mean, we're going to bring in competition.
Yeah.
And so they hear everything, and I'm sure that is ultra motivation to Morris. And that's been a good thing, too. They bring in a lot of competition, and it makes training camp fun. The drive isn't fun. I can tell you guys that from firsthand, doing
right.
It 27 times a month. But it is fun to see some of these position battles. And you could tell that, especially these young players, they're ultra motivated to win the position.
You know, I think the drive isn't fun either. They're very old and they want to get rid of Travis Kelce.
We don't want to get Pete in trouble like that.
From the 347, nice to hear Pete back on 610. I guess your dad's texting in. He capitalizes your name, so we yell it. But I got to give a shout out to your old man. He's 35 days from retirement, Pete. Is his organization looking to draft his replacement in this upcoming draft?
Have they built enough depth?
I think he's getting out at the right time. I don't know how much longer the U.S. Postal Service is going to exist. And so I think now's the time to ride into the sunset. I think his job could be obsolete by the time he gets 5 or 6 years from now. But, yeah, congratulations to him. He's very excited about retirement. My parents are getting ready to move out.
Where are they moving to?
They are relocating from New York to what would be Delaware.
Oh, nice.
Hasn't made my sister very happy. It's tough to get to, but when it's time to go home for a week, it'll be a nice place to visit.
It will be, and it's a very nice tax exempt state as well. So that's where that's the new heavens waiting room for New Yorkers, Pete. Florida's full right now, so now everybody's going to Delaware.
Florida's full and crazy. Delaware doesn't have taxes. Let's go to Delaware right now.
It's not about your sister. Don't care what she thinks. This is about Pete Senior. You go do you, Pete Senior.
There you go.
And you enjoy your retirement.
We're talking about Pete.
Pete Senior, right? Yeah, former postal man, living in Delaware.
Dad.
Second verse.
Not for Brett Veachtown. I don't think a lot of people love the remix. I think they like the original on that one. So could you see this team do like any curveballs? Like, what would be the biggest like holy crap in the first round? Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I don't know if it's like completely unexpected, but I do think the Chiefs have a big swing in him. Like, Brett Veach, I think in his bones is like this guy who wants to go get like that guy. And so if they think one of these big three receivers is like one of the better prospects they've ever seen, remember when he was like, Patrick Mahomes is the best prospect I've ever scouted in 10 years, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. There's a player like that at the wide receiver position. It probably can't be Marvin Harrison Jr. It'd have to be one of the other guys. And there's an angle like where you see all these teams taking quarterbacks, you're trading up, and it lands in that like 8 to 15 spot. You know, maybe they send a first and second and a first next year to go up and get them. Would make my job a lot easier this weekend. I would love that. You know, we cover the player and then we won't only have one pick tomorrow. It'd be great.
Yeah, be fantastic.
So, yeah, I could see them potentially doing that because I think they won the championship last year despite having a weakness there. And so if you're able to win the title despite your weakness, what if you made that an ultimate strength where you have Hollywood Brown, you have Rashee Rice whenever he gets back, you know, whenever that is, and then you have this stud receiver, and like, who's beating the Chiefs? You pretty much brought back the entire defense. You've been really good about drafting cornerbacks, so maybe you can get one in the mid rounds that can fill in for a luxurious need, and maybe you return to that offense that we first saw in like 18-19, where Patrick Mahomes was no offense to Kevin Hogan, but gunslinging it all over the field and beating teams, scoring 35 and 40 points a week.
You know, everybody that listens to the show knows that I've been on Marvin Harrison Jr. for the better part of 18 months now. But at the end of the day, if we get Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, or Roma Dunsdale, I'm going to be over the moon excited about it. Yeah. As much as Marv is my guy, and I've been telling people who even went to Ohio State how good this guy was. But if they get any of those three, I think, my God, we have got ourselves set up offensively for a long time.
Get Harrison in, trade for Otani, and then the baseball and the football team could win 35-0.
Pete, fantastic 35-0 callback. Fantastic Kevin Hogan callback. I mean, I give you a straight A, if not an A+ today.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade with my appearance. You guys are at an A now, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. You boosted our grade as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.